B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Oh, yeah, that music. It's football music. Yeah, that means it's time to go around the NFL, brought to us by Farron Electric. From recessed lighting and chandelier or fixture installation to home automation and landscape lighting, Farron Electric can give your home an upgrade inside and out. Schedule a consultation at Farron, F-A-R-R-Y-N, electric.com. All right, let's start around the NFL. Number five, well, you know, I'm just tied knots. I don't know whether to pounce on the pathetic Atlanta Falcons, who became the first team in NFL history to lose back-to-back games in which they led by at least 15 points in the fourth quarter, or laud the effort of our never-to-be-forgotten hero, Nick Foles, who engineered a stunning 30-26 Bears win over the Falcons. All right, let's go with Nicky. He comes in for the erratic Mitchell Trubisky in the third quarter, and bang! First, he hits Jimmy Graham for a short score.
Foles on third down to the end zone. It is Graham again. Same spot as back in the second quarter. His second touchdown today.
All right. And then he gets a great play from Allen Robinson. Penn State proud for a touchdown. And then the kill shot. Defender in his face gets it off.
Third down and eight. And the Bears are ready in field goal range. The pass is caught in the end zone for a touchdown by Anthony Miller. The Chicago Bears take the lead with a minute 53 seconds remaining.
Got to give him credit. Nice throw. Guy in his face. Got blasted afterwards. But the Falcons are just ridiculous. And last week they stand around like Stu Nods on an onside kick. And now this. Dan Quinn, you gots to go. All right, number four. Well, apparently the Eagles aren't getting any bargains next week either because the 49ers crushed the Giants without a lot of their key personnel. And Jimmy Garoppolo out. Nick Mullins. Yes, Nick Mullins has the day. 25 for 36, 343 and a touchdown. Niners win 36-9. San Francisco outgained the Giants 420-231, and they scored on seven of their first eight possessions. The Giants blow. No need for any highlights. Interesting that the Niners, though, stayed on the East Coast after playing in New York last weekend, and they prepped for the game in West Virginia. They played at MetLife Stadium last week, and they're complaining about the turf, so they went to West Virginia to hang out, which is the last place I would ever go. Number three. All right, I guess Josh Allen's pretty good. The Bills quarterback has had a hand in 12 touchdowns, all told, scored by this team this season, topping a mark previously held by Jim Kelly at this time. The Bills won 35-32, but Allen sure did his best to give a game away. A couple of Allen turnovers fueled a near-incredible comeback by the Rams, who were down 28-3 with about 8 minutes left in the third quarter. The Rams rallied to take a 32-28 lead and then to play the game. Fourth and eight, Bills at the Rams' 13-yard line.
On fourth down, throws incomplete, and a flag down. It came in late. He was throwing in the area of Gabriel Davis.
Is there enough contact here? They're both making contact. He releases. Wow, that's a huge call on fourth down.
Probably a bad call, but then it gives the Bills second life, and this is what happens to win the game.
By 20! It's up!
For the end zone. Touchdown, Buffalo, Tyler Croft. The Bills have the lead with 15 seconds left.
Yeah, and they would win the game on that touchdown. Tough loss for the Rams coming to East Coast twice in a row, both weekends. All right, number two, the Carolina Panthers get a win. Go ahead, Matt Rhule. First NFL victory for the Temple U legend. Fight for the cherry and the whatever. Anyway, Carolina got five field goals in this game. Managed to sack the Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert a couple times and converted three turnovers and 12 points, winning 21-16. Herbert again threw for more than 300 yards. He did that last week, filling in for malpractice candidate Tyrod Taylor, and he became only the third quarterback to do that in his first two starts. But the Panthers nearly found themselves on the losing end on the Chargers' last play. It was a hook and ladder that should have gone.
Down five, Herbert with the snap. Pressure coming, middle of the field. Keenan Allen on the hook and ladder, and it goes over the head of Eckler.
That might have scored.
That very well could have scored. The pitch was just a little bit high, or Eckler was not quite ready for it, and that will be the end of the game. The Chargers lose.
Stone touchdown. It was an easy pitch. It goes over Eckler's head. Oh. All right. Anyway, number one. All right. If there's any solace, Seattle beats the Cowboys, and the Cowboys are now 1-2. Does it matter with the way the Eagles are playing right now? Probably not. Also, Russell Wilson is ridiculous. He threw for 5 touchdowns, 27-40 for 315. Seahawks won 38-31, and he set a record for the most scoring passes in the first 3 games of the season. 14, topping the mark of 13 Patrick Mahomes set last year. Crazy game. DK Metcalf, Philly's favorite, he should be here guy, made a colossal blunder early in the game, casually sauntering into the end zone for what he thought would be a 29-yard TD until this.
Wilson back on second and long. A lot of time. Another deep ball. He's got Metcalf, and he caught it at the 10.
Metcalf slowed down at the end of this, kind of hot-dogged it, and it gets punched out.
That's
by
a Diggs touchback. How about Diggs?
Oh, DK Metcalf hates himself.
Yeah, Diggs chasing down, punched the ball out before he got over the goal line. But later on, Metcalf would catch what would be the game-winning touchdown. Now, Dak Prescott drives the Cowboys back, and they were actually driving in the final seconds when this play happened.
Prescott is able to stay up to the end zone. It is picked. Seahawks take over. Prescott stayed on his feet and then throws a game-ending interception.
Yeah, it was an amazing play. It's hard, tough to get the read on that. But he's got blast in the pocket, spun out, was falling down, used his arm to keep himself up and keep his balance, and then just flung it. Now, he probably should have thrown it out of bounds and had another play, but he tried to make a play, and it was an easy pick. And that's the end of Around the NFL Today. It's brought to you by Farron Electric, from recessed lighting and chandelier or fixture installation to home automation and landscape lighting. Farron Electric can give your home an upgrade inside and out. Schedule a consultation at farronelectric.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.